Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The band is getting back together just about, and we're going to talk about Michigan a little bit. Teague and I spent last segment on the Wolverines' decision to bring back Juwan Howard, who certainly deserves this chance. 5 years and starting at about $2 million a year with the normal escalators, getting a chance to go back to his alma mater and keep the Wolverines, really, let's face it, kind of atop the college basketball world. John Beilein's been doing a great job, and he's now with the Cavaliers. So let's find out if it's going to work out, what it all means. Jimmy King is former running mate for the Fab Five, couple of years in the NBA as well. This crew, iconic. I mean, everybody that watched it, just you couldn't help but infiltrate and permeate your mind and your life. They were phenomenal. And Jimmy's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Jimmy, how you doing, buddy? Welcome to our show.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good afternoon.
Hey, thanks for joining us, man. What do you feel about this? This has got to be exciting. We know it is. We were just anticipating how excited Michigan fans got to be to have the lore of the Fab Five coming back. But for you guys who are intimately involved in this, what emotion do you guys have?
It's so exciting. It's hard to really explain and put into words something that a week ago or a little over a week ago, obviously, none of us foresaw this coming. So we're ecstatic and excited for Juwan to get started. All the support that he needs, he will receive, starting with his former teammates, to friends and family, to the Michigan lore and the fan base itself. So
yeah.
It's just an exciting time. Like I said, a week ago, if you had told me Juwan Howard is going to be the head coach of the University of Michigan, especially what Coach Beilein has done over the past 12 years, I'd have looked at you sideways, but we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Do you guys still stay in touch? Are you in touch with Juwan? Have you talked to him recently?
I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. We stay in touch. I've run Fab Five camps here in the Ann Arbor area for the past 4 years. So brought back Juwan and the rest of the crew, and we do some things throughout the year when our time is available. But I haven't spoke with him since it was made official. I spoke with him throughout the process. He and Ward, if you can imagine, we have a very long-lasting and deep relationship. So, I'm grateful that the university officials and everybody involved went ahead and pulled the trigger. Even though it seems like a no-brainer, you know, there's still a business decision. There's still things that, you know, the boxes that need to be checked. And fortunately, Juwan checked those boxes, and his resume speaks for itself.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, Jimmy. I want to take you back to something you said before. You know, you didn't think as recently as a week ago that he was going to actually be in position to get the job. And my question would be, why not? I mean, he's been grinding with the whistle for a long time, played forever in the NBA, immensely respected. I'm around Ed Cooley a lot, and I know that Ed Cooley was getting a long look from the folks in Ann Arbor, which would not be a bad hire. I think Ed Cooley's terrific at what he does. Just look at his resume at Providence. But why did it seem as if, you know, Juwan was kind of on the outside looking in when everything he's done post-retirement should have really put him in a better place, I would think, to be considered more strongly?
I think the thing that what I'm hearing that people are pointing to the most is college interest.
Yeah.
You didn't even have interest in coaching college. For the most part, most people thought that he was looking for a head coaching position because he's interviewed for five of them in the past year. So
in the NBA,
I think that was just an assumption in the NBA.
Yeah.
So I think that's an assumption that we all had. I didn't know. Ward didn't know. You know, a lot of the people around us wasn't sure if Juwan would be interested in coaching. So I think that was the first thing to get out the way. And obviously, since it was and it is. I'm just glad that they got it done in a quick matter of time.
Gotcha. Talking to Jimmy King, former Fab Five member, and back in the day, Jimmy was the 9th overall player in the country. And, I mean, it's great. You're bringing 5 freshmen. 4 of the 5 were inside the top 10. Ray Jackson, the lone exception. He was top 100 comfortably, though. And we're talking to Jimmy with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jimmy, Jalen said, I think it was yesterday or maybe even today, that, you know, this could be the start of the healing process between Michigan and the Fab Five. How do you feel about that? Is it necessary?
Absolutely. I believe that this is, how nice of it to be a fallout from the hiring of Juwan Howard. How nice of the mending of the relationship with the University of Michigan and the Fab Five to come about through the hiring of a former Fab Five member. You know, how ironic is that?
Yeah. How bad? Was it bad?
Just with C-Webb, I think it was bad. Not the other guys.
I'll put it to you like this. The public perception is that overall, I believe that most people thought that it was bad. But from my relationship and the conversations that I've had over the years, I know that the relationship has grown and it's been healed. And it just wasn't known publicly. And this is a big shocker for everyone because it seems like, oh, all of a sudden, Beeline is out. Juwan is in, you know, what a coincidence, but really the relationship with the Fab Five and University of Michigan has been mending for the past 6-7 years.
Yeah. Yeah. We saw in this last football season, Jim Harbaugh invited Chris back and he actually went back. Right. So the perception outside might not be in line with the reality at Ann Arbor, up in Ann Arbor for you guys as well.
Correct. Absolutely.
And that's what
I wanted to reiterate, you know, publicly is that, you know, it's not a tough. For instance, I think on Get Up the other day, Greeny mentioned that the university tolerates the Fab Five, and I mentioned to Jalen, you know, after the show, because I was like, yeah, I get that I understand that. However, I think, you know, that's just the public perception. And there is some truth in that, but privately, with me as a, you know, basically a liaison, I could tell you that, you know, that's not the case, and it's all good. And that's why when the whispers started immediately about Juwan, I felt that if his interest was to coach college, then he would definitely take the position.
Jimmy, do us a favor. You know, for those fans who were, and everybody saw the 30 for 30, Teague and I lived through it. We're just about the same age. I graduated college in the mid-90s. You left a couple of years before that, but we're all in the same vicinity. But there's a lot of people who didn't see you guys play. And, you know, I'm curious, too, like the... Was it organic how all of you guys came together, or was, because if I recall, I might have it wrong, but if I recall, you guys were kind of setting it in motion. Hey, I'm coming. Like you knew that you were joining forces, or do I have that wrong?
Well, what happened was it happened organically. It happened where Juwan, you know, all the recruits pay attention to where guys are going, obviously, you know, to see if you're going to be over recruited or, you know, under recruited or whatever, to see where it shakes out. So, obviously with 4 of us being in the top 10, we were, you know, looking to see where each other was going, not necessarily to play with each other, but to see, who our real interests were. And with Juwan being, one of the top 3 players, cause it kind of shuffled between Chris, Juwan, and Big Dog, Glenn Robinson.
Big Dog, yeah.
And so Juwan being one of the top big guys in the league or in the country out of high school, and myself being top 2 guard in the country, we wanted to link and team up that way because we figured, you know, we have a good inside-outside balance. And then with Chris and Jalen being from Detroit, and the staff, Michigan staff, having the luxury to really go after those guys after having Juwan and I and already in the fold, then it just kind of happened that way. Yeah. Where, you know, it wasn't like we called each other. Well, Juwan is the one who really is the recruiter. When he signed first, he was like, okay, I'm the catalyst. Now I turn recruiter. I'm going to call you guys every day. So Juwan, when it comes to the vision, actually, it was Juwan. Juwan is the one that when I came home from practice, and you guys know in high school,
yeah,
you get home and it's 5 or 7 o'clock at night and you're tired, you don't really want to talk to anyone. And back then, you know, you had that one phone on the kitchen wall,
yep,
the long cord,
yep,
that stretched through the whole house,
yep,
and you try to avoid it.
Yep.
And Juwan was at, you know, beating me home, calling me before dinner. And I was just amazed at how this, the passion that this guy had as 17-year-old guy, 18-year-old young man, to call me to make sure that, you know, basically just making sure that I still had interest in Michigan. And he did that for me, Chris, Jalen, and everyone else, and Ray. So,
Jimmy, it sounds like he was born to be a coach.
Yeah, you're right.
Exactly, and that's what I'm saying. So 30 years removed from that, the experience that this guy has now, in order for him to have the resume of putting the Fab Five together, literally, I think he could do it again with the experience that he has now.
Really enjoying this. We have to go, but I want to run one real quick thing by you. Do you think it's important for you and C-Web and Jalen and Ray as well to be at the introductory press conference or to not be there? So how do you handle that? Because I could see it both ways almost.
The press conference isn't necessary. The press conference is about Juwan and mm-hmm. his family and the integration of the University of Michigan. That's what that's about. It's not about, you know, the Fab Five. And, you know, although obviously I'll be there. I don't know, all of us will be there,
mm-hmm.
Just because I'm pretty sure, you know, the scheduling may not work.
Yeah.
However, I'm very confident in saying this. I'm very confident in saying that with the signing of Juwan Howard and even prior to this, that I'm confident that the band, as we've been calling it the past couple of days, will be back together.
All right.
Awesome.
We like hearing that. One of the really interesting chapters of college basketball history, certainly in our lifetime.
No doubt.
Jimmy, good rapping, buddy. Really nice having you on the show. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate it, Brandon and Tiki. Thank you very much.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.